Why is it so windy in North Dakota? I guess is the real question of the day.
Because it's flat.
Mm-hmm. No buildings higher than, I think, our apartment building.
Few trees. Like, literally, the only trees you're going to see are the ones planted in town deliberately and the ones planted as shelter belts.
Shelter belts. Keep my pants up. Welcome to the Soderstrom bubble. Couple week hiatus because last week we were going to do a podcast and, well, I slept. Yeah. I felt that was a better... Overnights stink. Doing overnights.
Yeah.
More money. More hassle. I'm Scotty Waz. That's Jen, the NHL history girl. She'll have big news coming up because I don't think you announced it last podcast.
I didn't, no.
So, because you weren't contractually obligated to. Now you will be. So, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some UND hockey as that started up this week. Exhibition. 14th straight win against Manitoba.
Yeah.
The goal total now, I think it's 83 to 25. The goal differential. It's not that good. Oh, well. But we're going to be doing a, with the time, as the season starts on Wednesday, mm-hmm. as we record this, do some team previews. Historical team previews. And by previews, I mean we're just going to talk about the team and some historical tidbit that went along with it.
Yeah.
Though, I should do a little thing myself. So, I mean, you've scoured the lands of your mind, mm-hmm. and you found some things, right?
Yeah.
Before we do that, let's get this off. What are you doing? And is by the time this airs, it's probably going to be over with. What's your, with donations and stuff?
Oh, yeah. So, two major hurricanes affected U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Texas,
Florida.
There's still a big need for help, and I'm thinking, well, what can I do? And the answer is encourage people to donate. And so when you make a donation to any hurricane relief charity of your choice, send me a screenshot. One person asked me, hey, I'm donating to the Roberto Clemente Museum.
Yeah.
Is running their own drop-off point, and they're airlifting supplies.
And they do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
In his honor, because that's how he passed away.
Right. So she said, I have a trunk, like a literal trunk full of stuff I'm dropping off there. Does that count? And I said, show me a picture of the trunk full of stuff. And she did, and it's a vote. So any donation you make, send me a screenshot. It counts as one vote for your team or a team you specify, because some people are like, anyone but the Penguins, anyone but the Caps. So then if you give me a choice, I'm just going to go like alphabetically. Mm-hmm. Like one person said, well, you know, Wild or Stars. Well, alphabetically. So it's going to be the
Dallas
Stars. Yeah. So the prize here is the winning team gets an entire week of history tweets devoted to their team. That's it. That's all I will tweet for an entire week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I figure that's a pretty big prize.
And that's going to run until...
So the people have until 6 p.m. Central Time this coming Friday.
So October 6th.
October 6th, yes.
Okay. So October 6th, yep. Get your charity on, get your vote on. One vote to at NHL History Girl on Twitter will get you a vote for the team that you want to have specified. A week full of historical tweets, and you're helping a good cause, too. So.
And also, there's no cap on donations. So if you want to, you know, donate $10 to Puerto Rico and $10 to Houston and $10 to, you know.
It's three votes.
That's three votes. I'm not going to limit you to one vote per person.
Especially when it comes to charity. That's silly.
Yeah, exactly.
Silly. So, yeah. Good on you.
And if you went to any of the Ducks preseason games, all of their 50-50s mm-hmm. were hurricane relief. So if you can tweet me proof that you purchased a 50-50 at a Ducks preseason game, that counts too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Works well. There you go, kids. At NHL History Girl, you can tweet your donations and stuff like that. So for a good cause. And if you get to a point where a team that Jen does not have a lot of history on, it could be a fun week.
Yeah, a couple of people have voted for the Knights.
Well, at that point, then you just do Thunder and Wranglers history.
I'm just like, so you want a week about Nate Schmidt, right?
Sure, who doesn't? He does. The cast would love a whole year of him. all right. So I have, as you see, my handy dandy alphabetical chart, which is just an Oyo's catalog. because it's in alphabetical order and it's got Oyo's.
Yes.
So we're going to just go down a list and I'm going to put out a name. I'm going to give him, tell you what happened last year with this team. Jen's going to tell you a historical fact. And then we'll give our predictions higher or lower than their point total. For the Knights, obviously, push. first we'll start off with your Anaheim Ducks. Speaking of the Ducks of the 50-50, they went 46-23-13 last year. Take the Pacific Division with 105 points. What about them, Jen? What about them makes it? Now, this is a team, newer team, one of this third wave of expansion. Give us a Guy Hebert thing. No, what do you have for Anaheim? any Terry Yake stuff? That'd be great.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just naming all my NHL 94 guys that I can remember. Any Randy Lautischer?
I actually tweeted this the other day. It was a GIF, I think, on Friday. Their very first goal came on the power play from one of their defensemen, Sean Hill.
Wow. Steroid scandal, Swiss play, and Sean Hill. Everybody.
For at least part of their first season, and I know absolutely for their first game, televised, whenever a Ducks player scored a goal, Tinkerbell appeared on screen and sprinkled, like, fairy dust.
Hashtag branding. Gotta stay on brand.
Yeah, and so if anyone has an actual recording of this...
This is a TV broadcast, you
this
said?
This is TV
broadcast.
So probably
broadcast. Prime Ticket LA at the time is what it would have been called.
Might have been, yeah.
So that would be how we haven't found that on the internet.
Right? I've been YouTube, looking and looking and I've not been able to find it, but I have it verified by media sources. So
there we go.
Yeah.
The best sources. now we move on to the Dregs of Society, and that is your Arizona Coyotes, 30-42-10, 70 points on the year. Second to last in the Pacific and third to last in the West entirely. Shane Doan no longer... Oh, wait, we forgot to do. Haha. The bit we were saying to Anaheim. Higher or lower than 105 points?
A little bit lower. Not much. A little bit.
I'm going to say push. I'll say they'll stay 105.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Arizona. They don't got Shane Doan no more. They got a lot of young kids. Antti Rantanen's in net. Give me a Nick Hobbybull, in fact. All it's going to be, people. This is all the throw's going to be.
Gonna name
just
all
random,
the goalies,
just random ass, just terrible ass references. Go ahead.
Somebody tried to pull the prank with the like the counterfeit or the dye pack type stuff. You know, like the security,
sure,
the dye packs, yeah. And so somebody tried to pull a prank with that in the Coyotes room and ended up ruining like the carpet and some of the equipment, and because that dye pack it doesn't come out well. As Patrick Waugh found out once, it takes like 2 or 3 hours and some special like scrubbing solutions. So because somebody did that to his face once.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
The Boston Bruins, first team in the East Coast, they were third in the Atlantic Division, 44-31-7 for 90. Arizona, again, 70 points higher or lower?
Arizona, I think we'll do a little bit better.
Going lower. I don't believe in Antti Raanta as everyone else does.
He's the only reason I hesitate to say higher.
I say the first year away from the Rangers, like Cam Talbot, you have a tank year, and then that next year you're doing great. Boston, 44-31-7, 95 points in the year, third in the Atlantic. What do you have on Dmitry Kristich's second tenure there? I can't believe he was a freaking all-star. Like, we did the all-star game from 1999 on Faceoff Hockey Show, and he was an all-star for the world team. And I'm like, how bad was the world at that point where Dmitry Kristich is an all-star? Anyway.
The Bruins team name actually came from a Montrealer.
Really?
Yeah. So the brown and yellow, or the brown and gold originally, are the same as the original owner's store colors, like because he owned a chain of grocery stores. And their like advertising and whatever was the brown and gold. So he made the team brown and gold. The name Bruins came from his secretary, who happened to be from Montreal.
Hmm. Little known fact, the owner of the team, Abe Caldor, had a pig chain and they finally went bankrupt in the 90s. I don't think that's right. That's, by the way, that's a horrifying mascot photo you posted on Friday, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. I went wandering around in the Getty archives and I'm like, I shouldn't do this. And yet here we are.
You should have tagged Blades in it and be like, yo, what up? What's your father doing here?
I got a bunch of, hey, don't be so mean to Brad Marchand's dad.
That's a shame. That's just mean. That's just not even funny. It's just mean.
It's like, whoa, okay.
Be a star, everybody.
Whoa.
Higher or lower than 95 for the Boston Bruins?
Oh. I'm going to say they're going to be a push.
That's a good idea. I'm going to say lower because Tuukka Rask is bound to get injured and Ante Hudobin can't carry the load. So Zane could get some time in, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true.
Zane McIntyre. Staying in the Atlantic, the Buffalo Sabres, 33-37, 12, 78 points on the year. What do you got on Danny Gare for me?
During the Great Blizzard of 77, they were supposed to be playing the Habs, but they couldn't, only like 12 players made it out of their houses and onto a plane and to Montreal for the game. The guy who calls the game or called the games for them, he's, I know his name and he's really famous and well known.
Not Rick Jenner, is it?
No, it wasn't Rick Jenner. It was someone else. Anyway, he was calling the game from his living room with his son's help over the telephone.
Wow!
By like he was watching the game on TV and calling it that way.
And thanks to AM radio, it sounded like he was there. AM is terrible.
Yeah. So I think that's the only time a pro game has been called on air from someone's living room.
Talk about phoning it in. Higher or lower than 78 points?
Higher.
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 Yeah. I say higher so long as Kyle Okposo is healthy. I think that's a huge thing for him. My old hometown, Calgary. The Flames, 45, 33, and 4, 94 points on the year. Glenn Gullitson said that this team is going to be a 100-point team. I don't know. What Hawk and Loop effect do you have for me now? That's all it's going to be, folks. Like I said, that's all it's going to be.
In their first year in Atlanta, their coach was Boom Boom Geoffrey.
Brady Geoffron, yeah.
Yeah. And he was basically their marketing department. It was him and, like, one other guy. And you could go into their offices and you could hear him, like, making marketing calls and like, cold calling potential season ticket, like, businesses for season tickets and whatever. And the ad in the paper that they ran is the same, is much like the Blues ran, call us and we'll send a car for you to bring you down to see, like, the seating plan and the... and meet the coach, and like it was a little sales package to get people in to buy into first year season tickets. And so it was, you know, call us, we'll send a car for you, we'll bring you down here and show you the arena and you meet the coach and sign the season ticket contract and, you know, all these fancies.
Interesting. So. I was gonna be like, wow, the name Bernie Geoffrion couldn't, I'm like, no, it wouldn't, because he's Montreal and these people probably don't know where Montreal is.
Him and his accent.
Higher or lower than 94?
Mike
Smith is their goalie also, mind you. People think that it's going to make them better. I don't.
I think that makes them iffier.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe in their core players. Like, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some depth issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hard call. Might have to say push on that one.
I will say push as well. Just on the fact that... I don't know. It's going to take a while for Hamonic to warm up, in all honesty.
Yeah.
We go to Carolina, 36-31, 15, 87 points. Next to last in the Metro, but boy, are they looking better and better by the day. What Jeff O'Neill facts do you have aside from that he's Keith Tkachuk Jr.?
So they traded for Rod Brind'Amour.
Rod the Bod.
And he shows up, and there's a blizzard, and he's scraping off his car, and he gets to the arena. Nobody told him that practice was canceled.
So that's no good.
Yeah, so he went in and skated and worked out by himself, and then
as is his wont.
Yeah, and then drove home again. So yeah, they they were all excited to bring him in, and then they forgot to tell him when to show up.
Here's the thing. Blizzard in North Carolina is 3 inches of snow. So they're having a tough time to get out. Higher or lower than 87?
Oh, higher.
Yeah, much higher. I want to get a Sebastian Aho jersey. That's for damn sure. The Chicago Blackhawks, ladies and gentlemen, your greatest team ever. 50 wins last season. One of only, looks like, four teams to do it last year. 50-23-9, 109 points as a whole. Give me something on Stan Mikita's donut shop.
Stan Mikita was offered the giant foam. It was basically like a giant,
like paper mache.
Yeah, like styrofoam carved paper mache covered statue from Wayne's World, and they offered it to him, and he said no because he's like, what the hell am I gonna do
with this? What am I gonna do with this?
What am I gonna do with a 12-foot version of myself? Like, you know,
I barely deal with a 6-foot version of myself, guys.
And so the producers were like, well, I don't know what to do with it. And then Richard Dean Anderson came along and was like, oh, pick me. And so for the longest time, it was in his yard, like as a lawn decoration.
He really MacGyvered his way out of that one.
But I have plenty of other Blackhawks stories, too, so I can just go on and on. They had to actually at one point wall off the organ player. Because they had put like a plexiglass wall around the organ because fans were throwing beer and like trying to pee down into his space. And
weird.
It was very strange. Like they were throwing food and stuff. So they basically had to like plexiglass him in for his own protection. Although if you pulled out all the stops, like all of the buttons and everything on the old organ at the Chicago Stadium,
mm-hmm.
you could break windows and crack loose pipes and mm-hmm. sealants and all sorts of things.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Though it is odd to have an organ player in mid-space. I mean, we also saw a Slapshot get hit in the head playing Lady of Spain.
Well, there is that minor league, I think it was Wheeling. The organist got kicked out of the game.
Three Blind Mice thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other fancy ones that come to the top of your head?
Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull used to practice their slap shots, and if it would rise up over the glass, if they aimed it right, it would rise up over the glass, hit the seats, skid down this like hallway, out and towards the exit, and it would send the secretary like screaming into the arena, like stop it, stop it, you know. So because it was like terrifying people out in the rest of the building, so.
Higher than lower, 109.
I don't know. Because I'm going to say slightly lower. Not a whole lot. Slightly. Maybe 104.
I'll say lower. I say they don't get 100 points this year, but they still make the playoffs. At Central. I don't know what to deal with at Central.
Yeah, that one's hard to predict.
This one's not hard to predict. The Colorado Avalanche are a garbage fire. 22-56 for 48 points last year. What do you have on UE Group?
They spent something like $250,000 the year that was it 95?
They first came in? Yeah. 95-96 was the first year they went in.
Yeah, they won the cup. Yeah. They spent something like $250,000 in material and time to make up these playoff banners that they could hang like out from the streetlights, and within 2 days, all but like three of them had been stolen.
Of course, 'cause people are heathens. This was even before the pot was thrown in. That's a fun fact. I like that fact. Higher or lower, 48. This should be a no-brainer, but I'm really.
I want them to be a little higher. I want them to do better, but I don't know if they can. I mean, they have Tyson Jost this year,
mm-hmm. So that's the only thing worth watching.
Yeah, I mean,
and if Matt Duchene gets finally traded,
yeah. Although they're going about that all strangely, I don't know what's going on there.
Front off office is a mess.
Yeah. Never hire your heroes, kids.
No, exactly. The Edmonton show showed you that. They're going lower. I'm going lower than 48.
I don't know how you can get much lower than 48.
Oh, you'll find a way. CBJ, Columbus Blue Jackets, 50-24 and 808 points. They were third in the Metro Division. Metro Boomin. How can you can't stop, won't stop. What do you got on the kind of run tug nut facts do you have for me now?
Aside from the ads that they used to run,
those weird like political ads, yeah, those were fun.
Vote for Tugnut for president,
yeah. Tugnut 2000,
yeah, the one where he's like delivering a baby and
it's very bizarre. Like their marketing team was ahead of the curve almost.
I will never forget that day that their social media guy just sort of gave up.
Yeah, he's kind of just like, nah.
And he's answering questions about like roll up the rim.
Sure.
And
oh, why wouldn't you at that point? They were terrible. They were where the Avalanche are now.
Yeah, their first team president was it John Davidson? Anyway, he walked into his office and like literally all he had was a desk, a phone, a pad of paper, and a pencil. Like that was it.
What do they want from him? Like,
and he walked in and he's like, oh God, what am I getting myself into? And
well, what else does he want? I think it was Doug McClain was actually their first president.
That might have been, yeah.
But I mean, like, what do they want? Like, a computer, maybe. But, like, they're not going to bring their own decorations for a guy to decorate his own office. That's silly.
No, but it would have been helpful to have, like, you know, a binder of...
It's fine. At that point, they didn't have a team. I like when the teams announced it, like, 2 or 3 years before they were coming out, and then they just build it, everything from scratch. Higher than lower 108 for Columbus.
I think they're going to stay about the same.
Interesting. Because this is a year where Bobrovsky usually gets hurt. It's every other year.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'm going lower. You can't. John Tortorella's message is going to get lost sooner or later. Dallas Stars, 34, 37, and 11, 79 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the Central Division. what Trent Klatt facts do you have for us?
Marty Turco wanders from the Nets.
What?
A
Go
lot.
On. Go on.
And his teammates would get on his case about it, and they would start attaching bungee cords to the net. Like, in practice, he'd show up for practice, and there'd be, like, a bunch of bungee cords, like, hanging from his usual practice net. So it was, like, message received, guys. Yeah.
Put it on the back of belt loop. Break his hip. He's done for the season. Yeah, great prank, guys.
Yeah.
Higher than lower 79.
Higher.
Yeah, I'd say they make the playoffs this year. Ben Bishop's back there now, kids.
Yeah.
The Detroit Red Wings missed the playoffs last year. 33-36, 13, 79 points, next to last in the Atlantic Division. There's probably a ton of stories about this.
Their first season, they didn't play in Detroit.
Where'd they play?
Played across the river in Windsor.
Interesting, but they were still under the Detroit name.
Yes.
Weird.
Because they didn't have an arena in Detroit.
How do you not have an arena? Wait a minute. I thought you have to have an arena to get a team. I'm confused here.
Not 1926.
Guess not.
But yeah, no. And they went through two team names before they finally settled on the Red Wings.
So Falcons, the Olympics, or Olympias, right?
No, Falcons and the Cougars.
Oh, Cougars. That's right, Cougars.
Yeah.
There you go. Meow. Higher, lower, 79.
Oh, they're in a rebuild.
Team in transition, definitely.
79 is what, about average?
I'd say.
Yeah, that's where they're going to stay. I think they need another year or two.
I say they higher, but still didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Edmonton. It wowed everyone last year. 47-26, 9, and 103 points. Second in the Pacific Division and the greatest player of all time, Connor McDavid, on that team. So my question to you, mm-hmm. What Mike Krzyzewski facts do we have? Oh, the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, man. I always used to pronounce his name wrong. I think I still did.
I don't know.
It's one of those that's hard because it's like Krzyzewski. It's like you think it should be Krzyzewski, and yeah. It's actually the syllables
should,
are backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It should be more phonetic than it actually is.
Yeah.
It isn't. So, but what do you got on the oil air?
Let's see. I can't tell you that Dave Semenko story again.
No. Can't get into reruns already. We haven't hit 100 shows. We can't get to syndication yet.
Paul Coffey is a rookie. Mm-hmm. And on the message board in the team room, they had a reminder for a team function, and it said, you know, tonight's 5 to 7. And Coffey didn't show up until it was just about over at 7. And his coach was like, what the hell? Why didn't you show up? And he was like, well, but coach, it said to show up at 5 to 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah.
And coach is like, oh, I can't really bust you on that one. That's, that's kind of working at our point. Oops.
So after that, they started writing it out like 5 o'clock.
5
to
p.m.
7.
Until 7 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spell it out for him, boys.
He always wears his skates two sizes smaller. And I'm like, how? How do you fit your foot into a skate two sizes smaller?
Just,
like what are you doing? That sure can't help
you. His feet are probably just a goddamn mess.
Like those Chinese bound feet.
Yeah, like
those,
the ballet dancers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, the toes are all, like, bent and folded over. Yeah. And yeah,
sure,
yeah.
God, terrible. Higher than lower than 103 for the Oilers, the greatest team in Canada.
Is higher.
It? Yeah, I think it's going to be higher, too. Does that Milan Lucic contract's terrible? the Florida Panthers, 35-36 and 11-81 points. They finished sixth in the Atlantic Division. Kind of Mark Fitzpatrick stats do you have for us?
Is he the one who wore the lacrosse-style plastic?
In New York, the Islanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bill Torrey was on his way down to Florida. He's sitting next to this lovely older lady who's got a row of like the little mini, like the little plain alcohol bottles, like mm-hmm. the minis. And he, you know, he's chatting with her, and she says, "Well, what do you do?" And he says, "Well, you know, I'm the new GM of this team that they're building in Florida, this hockey team." And she's like, "Hockey? Field hockey? No, ice hockey." And she looked at him. And she picked up the mini bottles on her tray, and she said, "I think you need these more than I do, dear."
God. And he's still there after all these years, too. He's just hanging out. He's Dale Talon's right-hand man or something. They gave him, like, an Everest status.
Yeah.
Higher than lower 81.
I'm going to say lower.
I'm going to say higher, but not, like, 2 points higher. Like, they'll get an extra win. They'll finish 500 in the year.
Yeah.
And they'll still be terrible.
I think they're a little bit of a not a crisis, but a little bit of a,
I'd say, identity crisis.
There we go. Identity crisis. Yeah,
it's not a wrong thing to say about this team. Los Angeles Kings, home of the Doors, 39-35 and 86 points on the year. They finished fifth in the Pacific Division. Please tell me some Charlie Huddy facts. I need some Charlie Huddy facts in my life.
So, if you've ever Googled, like, strange things thrown on the ice...
And I have.
You will come up with things like catfish, octopus, a slab of Alberta beef...
Things that are dead.
Except this time.
What?
There's a Sports Center top 10 of, like, things thrown on the ice.
Sports Center or Sports Centre?
It's ESPN, because they do, like, the top
10
countdown.
Oh, it's ESPN, not TSN.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if it was Sports Center or Sports Centre.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, no, it's the ESPN like top 10 countdown. You will see a live chicken in a cape. And so what happens is...
Hold on. Chicken in a cape.
Yeah, a chicken in a cape. A little purple cape. Little King's purple cape. Chicken on the ice. Live. All right, so this fan, for whatever God knows why reason... decides he's going to take his pet chicken to the game. His pet chicken to the game in a bucket. Nobody questions him. Security doesn't go, "Sir, what's in the bucket?"
How do you bring a bucket to a goddamn game?
Well, that's my question. And the thing is, like, this is the 80s, right? So it's not like the craziness of the 70s. It's actually the 80s where there's security and there's, you know, ushers. And, like, nobody questions, "Sir, what's in the bucket?" And so he's sitting there. And then he decides, well, this is a good time to throw the chicken. And so his
a good time.
Pet chicken goes over the boards onto the ice and just sort of sits there very confused in its little purple cape. And all of the players are like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is there a chicken on the ice? And the guy ended up getting charged with, I don't think it was animal cruelty, but it's something close.
Some misdemeanor.
Yeah, some misdemeanor close to that. For throwing his pet chicken on the ice.
What kind of license do you need to eat a pet chicken, I guess, is another question.
Well, I'm just, like, why would you throw your pet on the ice?
You're a fan of the team. You gotta support the team.
Oh, God.
Higher or lower, 87. Or, what was it? Where the hell are they? 86.
I'm gonna go a little bit lower.
I will go lower, too. Jonathan Quick's back, but he's freaking kitten tears. Halfway through the heat, almost halfway through the heat, I forgot, we have 31 teams. Minnesota Wild, 49-25 and 806 points. Man, I need some Brad Bombadier facts.
So, when Doug Rasbro was interviewing coaching candidates, he didn't want the media to know, like, at all.
This is the first year, right?
Yeah, first year. So he didn't want anyone to know who he was interviewing or when he was interviewing or whatever. So he would bring them in on under assumed names. And he brought in Jacques Lemaire under an assumed name. And his name, like check-in name for the hotel and everything, was a woman's name. So yeah, he brought Jacques Lemaire in to interview. And he and Jacques Lemaire are bowling buddies.
5-pin or 10-pin? That's really the big question. You know this team very well. This is the home market, quote-unquote, for the Wild for some reason.
Yeah.
Though Vegas, I'm sure, is trying to get North Dakota because they've got Montana and Wyoming. Why not get North Dakota? Higher or lower than 106?
I'm going to say slightly lower.
I'm going to say lower, but they still get 100 points somehow because it's a Bruce Boudreau team. It's just not going to do crap in the playoffs. So
yeah.
Montreal Canadiens. 47, 26, and 903 points on the year. Boy, howdy.
Where do I start?
Where do you start? There's a lot of facts here. A lot of history.
So much.
And they'll tell you about it, too, every bleeding moment they can get.
Especially Dave Stubbs.
Especially Dave Stubbs. What do you got for me?
Oh, gosh. Where do I start? What era do I start in?
I don't know. You're the one with the brain. I can't see into your brain.
All right. Well, I'll tell you the reason why they're called the Habs.
Because
I get to ask this every once in a while. So I'll just tell the story. All right. So you'll notice the logo is a C with an H inside. And what it stands for is Club du Hockey. It's, you know, hockey club. But way back in the day, a reporter said, hey, what does that H stand for? And somebody said, oh, it just stands for habitant, which is a word for, like, the local people, like, the... It originally was... Yeah, it was originally a word for, like, the farmers, the rural people, the, like, you know. And so they explained that because a lot of these guys were French, Canadians from nearby, they were called habitant because that's, you know... They were local farm boys or local, you know.
Products.
Yeah. And so it's stuck. And ever since then, they've been referred to as the Habs. So Habs is short for habitant.
There you go. And it's because someone mistranslated the damn thing.
I think somebody was playing a prank.
Oh.
But yeah.
Higher than lower, 103. I know you're going through a one-year breakup. A little off time with them, trying to find yourself as a hockey fan.
I'm going to say lower.
I will concur with that. Your Stanley Cup finalist, Nashville Predators, 41-29-12, 94 points, of course, the fourth in the Central, and then made it all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm sure David Legwine might pop up in here. Like, what we got here for this young team?
Their first goal was scored off of Andrew Burnett's butt.
There we go. That's the content you want, folks. content you deserve. Higher than lower than 94.
Oh, higher.
I'm going to say push. I don't know. I don't trust Pecorini back there for some reason. Hmm. And it's because I've owned him in fantasy hockey and I'm just yelling at him every year.
That's you at most of your fantasy hockey, though.
Yeah, that's true. Colorado Avalanche East, New Jersey Devils, 28-40, 14, 70 points last year, last in the Atlantic Division, last in the East. Or, I'm sorry, the Metropolitan Division, then last in the East. I'm sure there's plenty of this godforsaken club because of the fact that they were just so bungled in those early years. I'm sure even this extends back to the Colorado and Kansas City days, too. So,
well, Chico Rush said when they were in Colorado that he knew things were bad when the team's dressing room was on wheels. Because there was a little while they were literally in a trailer on wheels. That was their dressing room outside the arena, and then they had to walk into the arena, like into the practice.
Into
the practice arena. Yeah. And so it was literally on wheels, and he was like, "Well, I know we're moving now."
Talk about Mickey Mouse Club.
For a while, the Devils owner would get letters, like hundreds of them, that said, "As long as your team is named the Devils, they're never going to win anything." I mean, like all of these very, like, upright citizens brigade sort of.
So it was improv? These notes were improv? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, about as improv as, you know, devout Christians can make them.
Quick, give me an occupation. Okay, give me another occupation. Now give me a setting. Perfect. I heard plumber in East Rutherford. I'm now the second line center for the Devils. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so he used to get, I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of letters telling him that the team was never going to do anything and never going to win until they changed their name to something less demonic.
And they didn't. Wait,
and then they promptly
Stanley
went and won the cup.
I was going to say, then they won three Stanley Cups. So make a deal with the devil, you get a Stanley Cup, folks. higher than lower than 70.
You know, I have no idea what this team's doing right now. Like, literally none. Like, it's terrible. I can't make an honest guess.
I'm going to go higher only because Nico Hischier's been pretty damn good in preseason play.
Yeah, but can you carry the whole team?
God, he's going to have to. He's going to have to, like, this year or next. So he's going to have to learn how to deal with it because God knows Taylor Hall ain't going to be anything at all. I don't know what that meant. Anyway. Where were we at? The Islanders. New York Islanders staying in the Metropolitan Division. 41-29-12, 94 points on the year. Fifth in the Metro. Yeah, what do you got for Islanders? What kind of fantastic David Volek with his weird-ass helmet, that boxy helmet without a shield?
So the visitors' dressing room, the sewers, like, flooded. Like they backed up.
As is their wont most of the time at Old Nassau Coliseum.
And the coaches were complaining, this, you know, you did this, it's not fair, you're rigging things. And the coach was like, "No, just to make things even, see, we flooded our room too." You know? Like,
so it's not espionage if you do it to both of them.
Yeah, and some of the players... if you read the book Fish Sticks, it's a book called Fish Sticks and something. But anyway, it's really good, and it has some fun stories about like NASA and how leaky the concession stands were. It was so bad that when players would come down after the game, they would be wading through an inch or two of like beer and soda and whatever that had leaked down from the concession stand floors and they would just wade through it to get to down the hall to get to their dressing room.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And this was like the original in like 1972.
Sure.
Yeah.
Higher or lower, 94.
It's a good question. I'm going to say slightly higher, not by much, though.
Going lower. They get rid of Hamonic and their goaltending in disarray. John Tavares is going to get traded. This team's going downhill fast. The New York Hockey Rangers, 48-28 and 602 points. They were fourth in the Metro Division. I have to ask, Jen, what Sergei Nemchinov facts do you have for me here? Need some Nemchinov in my life.
Let's see. What can I say about the Rangers?
Don't worry about me. I'm just mumbling under my breath.
Oh, I don't know about you.
No, nor should you. You had a John Stockton joke last night you lost your shit over.
I did. I was giggling awkwardly in the press box, like, thank you, you jerk. The Texas Rangers.
New York Rangers.
No, they were the Texas Rangers.
Go on.
Because they didn't have a name yet, and their team was owned by a guy named Tex, so they were Texas Rangers. And they had a logo originally that was supposed to be some sort of like cowboyish figure on a horse, and I've heard drawings of it exist, but I've never seen them. So they were Texas Rangers originally.
Texas apostrophe S?
Texas Rangers.
That's confusing as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny though. That's pretty funny. That's weird.
And that's how they got to be the Rangers.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Huh. Only makes sense. Higher or lower than 102?
Lower.
I'm going much lower. Hendrik Lundqvist is terrible.
He's on the downside.
Yeah. Andre Pavlich is their backup.
Yeah, you're not going to get much further there.
Nah, you're not. Not at all. Ottawa Senators, 44-28-10, a miraculous season last year, second in the Atlantic Division, 98 points as a whole. Listen, I need some Frank Neighbor stats, and I need them fast. Need them right now.
That's the old Senators.
What about this new Senators that were god-awful? Give me some Peter Storskovitz facts, quick, Polish hammer.
Their first All-Star rep.
And only because default.
And it was... By default, because they mandated you had to have one player per team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, why not? No one else was as...
Yeah.
You know, Troy Mallett was not walking through that door.
Somebody broke into their practice facility and walked off with all of their video and tech equipment and left behind all the videotapes. And E.J. McGuire, who worked for them at the time, he was their assistant coach. He said, well, at least they have good taste.
Exactly. Oh, man. Philadelphia, higher than lower, 98.
Higher only if Carlson can get back into it.
He's got half of an ankle bone. It's going to be lower, but they'll still make the playoffs because he'll come back miraculously from the surgery and still get 50 points. The Philadelphia Fly Ray, 39-33-10, 88 points as a whole. They finished sixth in Metro Division. What do you got for me here on this? Because I'm sure there's, for a team that's 50 years, they probably have a lot of crap going on for them.
Oh, so much. So they won the cup. People showed up at Bernie Parent and Bobby Clark's house and was like tearing up their bushes and singing, like singing the national anthem and whatever, like outside their houses after they won the cup. They're ripping the shingles off their houses, like crazy shit.
What the hell is wrong with you, Philadelphia?
Yeah, like they destroyed
their... You just won. Like, this is...
Well, here's another one for you.
Please.
So they had a name the team contest, except Ed's sister had already picked out the perfect name, Flyers. But they still had the contest going on, so we're like, well, we'll just find somebody who came up with a really, like, with the same name, and we'll just give them the prize. And so they gave the prize to, I think, an 8-year-old boy named Andy, and the prize was a couple $100 and a brand new TV. Yeah.
Impressive. Good for Andy.
Yeah.
higher or lower, 88.
Lower.
Wow, no faith in Hextall. Nice. Lower because Nolan Patrick is freaking porcelain. Like, yeah. This kid is, boy.
This is a thin team, and what isn't thin is cracked.
Yeah. Yeah, their goaltending's pretty bad, too. So, Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins, 50-21-11, 111 points. What do you got for here? What do you got stats for me? What Peter Taglianetti do we have? I'll even take Paul Taglianetti.
Wasn't he in the sudden death scene?
Peter Taglianetti?
Yeah.
Probably. They probably saw his work on Yokozuna when he worked him for on a battleship back in 92. Like, that's the wrestler hockey player we need in our lives.
If I'm not mistaken, there were actually three hockey players that were involved in that challenge. Taglianetti's the only one I remember off my top of my head.
I think he was
though.
The only one televised. I want to say there's other guys, too. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
What?
Let's see. What else can we say about the Pens? Their goalie, Les Binkley, was almost legally blind, and he wore contacts. He was the first, I think he was the first goalie to wear contacts on the ice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially when you're wearing, when you're not wearing a mask, it's kind of,
Yeah, because we're talking like the late 60s, early 70s here.
Mm-hmm.
Contact lenses were not that, technologically, I don't know. They were kind of bulky and uncomfortable and, you know, the usual. So, yeah. The fact that he wore them impressed me.
Well, it should be. You know, that's get one shot to the eye. A lot of football players. Three football players and a basketball player, it looks like, came out. For the Yoko Challenge. Doesn't give a complete list, because I'm sure they, you know.
There were a lot.
Didn't care.
Yeah.
Higher or lower than 111?
I'm going to say slightly lower, but not by much. I mean like 109, 108.
They win a Stanley Cup?
No.
No. In a three-peat form?
I don't think so.
Hope you're right.
Well, statistically, it's not, I mean, that.
It's not in their favor.
Yeah.
Sharks, 46-29-7, 99 points as a whole. Give me some Kelly Kissio facts in my ear hole.
Their first season, their coaches overheard fans wondering things like how they got a piece of ice that big into the building.
Wow, and this was before the pot. higher or lower, 99?
Lower.
Yeah, I'm going to go just slightly lower. St. Louis Blues, 46-29-7, and 99 points. They made it to the playoffs. They were third in the Central Division last year. What do you got? What Bob Plague, Barclay Plague or stuff do you have?
I mean, the time that he and his brother got in a really nasty fight on the ice, and then Bob was in a restaurant eating afterward, and Barclay walked in, and the whole place kind of went, Berkeley walked up to him and was like, you owe me $5 from last week. Okay, sit down. I'll buy you dinner. Or you can tell the story from the Jericho podcast about Gilles Moreau.
Oh, yeah, Gilles Moreau just stuffing him in trash.
Yeah, head first.
Giving the Barclay Plager, giving him
a cigarette to hold.
Cigarette to put in his mouth and whatever.
Yeah.
Some weird-ass times. Higher or lower, 99.
This is another one of those sort of bubble teams, like higher if they all stay healthy and lower if it all goes sideways.
There you go. The Tampa Bay Lightning, 42-30-10, 94 points on the year. They finished outside the playoffs. What do you got for me, Bob Beers-wise?
So, Phil Esposito's daughter was dating one of the players, Selivanov, I think?
Selivanov?
Yes. And so this kid shows up at his door. He's like, I have to talk to you. And Phil's like, great. He's going to want more ice time, you know? And he's like, I want to marry your daughter. And Phil's like, what? And he's like, I want to marry your daughter. He's like, so this isn't about ice time?
Jesus. There you go, Phil. You tipped your hand there. Higher or lower, 94.
I feel like I've said lower on almost everyone, but
everyone's getting 80 points this year.
Yeah, we're just going to average out to 80. I think they're going to be a push.
Yeah, it'd be a push. Depends on how Stamkos does, too, if he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Toronto Maple Leafs, the other Canada's greatest team. 40, 27, and 15, 95 points. They made the playoffs, lost the first round. Capitals put up a valiant effort. Austin Matthews, they love him up there. What do you got for me? What wacky, fantastic Lou Franceschetti stuff do you have for me?
Maple Leaf Gardens was the first arena to install glass.
Like the plexiglass?
Yeah.
Or something akin to that?
Yeah. They did it back in the late 40s, and it was only partial panes of glass, and it was only around the end boards, not on the sideboards. And I think it was mostly to stop deflected pucks, or, you know, to stop people from, like, reaching out and interfering, because that was a common problem. They would interfere with the referee or the goal judge or whatever.
Was there anything, or is it just chicken wire there? Like, did they even have chicken wire up, or was that just boards and then fans?
It was boards and then fans. Wow. And then in the 50s, it was in the 40s, 50s, it was chicken wire a lot of places. But no, in Toronto, it was just glass around the end boards, and it was only like, I don't know, 2 feet,
sure.
Maybe. So
yeah, 95, higher or lower?
Higher.
I think so, too. I have to agree with that. Now we move over to Vancouver. 30, 49, and 9. 69 points. Nice. Nice. Vancouver fact. Give me some Sergei Momesso facts.
So, Gino Ojik was a rookie. And fans loved him because he was, you know, getting into fights and you know, tough guy. Everybody loved him because it was that sort of era. And so one game, fan comes, holds up a sign that says, "Gino is tougher than Saddam." And Gino turned to his coach and said, "Tell me which one is Saddam, coach."
Saddam Callahan. He played for a brief time for the Flames. This is why people are weirded out by, you know, some hockey players not taking a political stand, because they don't know enough politics to know what the hell the outside world's going on.
Yeah.
Nor do they care. Huh? I'm counting their money. All right, the Vegas Golden Knights. They
forgot
went
to say upper.
Oh, upper, higher or lower than 69.
I think they'll do a little better. They've got Besser. They've got oh, what's his name? Anyway, I think they'll do a little bit better.
I'm gonna say push. 69. All right, Vegas Golden Knights. They went 0-0-0 last year for 0 points. That's a team. What Reed Duke fact do you have for me now? Anything, or we just move along and give a point prediction?
I think we just have to give a point prediction because, I mean, Vegas history is not...
They held the first outdoor-indoor game.
Yes, they did.
The Wranglers beat somebody, and they had fake snow on the inside.
Yeah.
They had their own trophy made up for it, too. So
well, and then they had the first frozen, what do they call it, Frozen Fury or whatever, like the outdoor game.
Oh yeah, the
LA.
Outdoor game in LA and New York.
And then all the crickets
on the ice. Yeah.
Yeah.
They also held those midnight games a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
The stroke of midnight, they went around. It was to help shift workers at the casino who would get off at midnight, come see a game each year. Because if they got off late, then you know they couldn't see the game because their shift was around, you know,
sure,
on the evenings. So this allowed shift workers to go see a game if they wanted to. Yeah. So that's a pretty cool promotion on their part.
Yeah.
Point prediction for this team?
You know, I'm willing to say 65.
I'm going 71. I think it's a safe bet. Here we go. Washington Capitals. 55, 19, and 8 for 118. They didn't lose 20 games last year, and they still got bounced in the second round.
Yeah.
The only team that didn't lose 20 or more games, and they get bounced in the second round. This bleeping team. Jesus. You know what?
And yet, I choose to root for them this
year. I know.
Year.
Give me some Nolan Baumgartner facts to ease my pain. God, that was a waste of a first round pick. Jesus Christ.
They did that a lot, though. That's
did still do.
Caps are not great at scouting. What can I say?
Nope, they are not.
Let's see.
I don't know what to choose from.
No, there's a bunch to choose from. But I mean, there's like the white breezers. There's the coach who thought, well, maybe I should just jump out this, you know, eighth story hotel window.
A lot of stuff in the lean years.
Yeah. there's a lot of Dale Hunter pranks. There's
that unknown capital who wandered off the practice facility at Piney Orchard, ended up on the freaking.
Yeah, he went for a run outside. He went for a run outside Piney Orchard, and I'm gonna have to ask Mike Vogel about this because maybe he can tell me who it was. Yeah. But yeah, I just remember reading the story and going, "How do you get that lost?"
Yeah,
because he went for a run, and he ended up like finding the interstate and waving down a patrolman. And saying, I can't find Piney Orchard. Help me.
Yeah, like, if anybody knows the area there, like, you can hit Route 3. And they're close to the 5301 split in the Bowie area and Odington and stuff like that. And it's not hard to get lost in Piney Orchard because all the neighborhoods look the same. So you think you're going in a circular direction. Hell no, you're going completely off the beaten path. Next thing you know, you're in Prince George's County. It's really weird.
Yeah.
So, We definitely have to find a name. But then 118 higher or lower?
I'm going to say just barely lower.
Barely? Really? You've watched this team in the preseason? Taylor Chorney is the third pairing defenseman.
Listen, I'm in it to have my heart broken this year. So.
I'm saying they're scratching and clawing for third this year. It's lower. Christ. I say Ovechkin gets 55 and they only get 95 points. Ovechkin has more points than the team. Finally, we wrap it up. The Winnipeg Jets, 40, 35, and 7, 87 points on the year. What do you got? You got Thrasher days we got this new indignation of the Winnipeg Jets. What do you got for me?
I learned this week that their old stadium top tier was incredibly steep. Like, disturbingly.
Oh, the Winnipeg
steep.
Arena?
Yeah.
That was pretty steep.
That, like, I'm looking at pictures of that. I'm like, how do you not, like, sneeze too hard and land?
And go over the top?
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. I don't like steep areas.
When the Jets acquired Ty Domi, Tammy Salone was the first one to greet him and greeted him with a giant hug.
Oh, I'm sure he got more space that way.
Yeah.
Tammy was able to score because he was able to give space, so.
Yeah.
It's all right. Higher or lower, 87.
What's their goaltending like this year?
Steve Mason. Steve Mason and, not, yeah, no. Yeah, no. God, who the hell is their backup? It's not Hutchinson because he's down on the farm. It's the USA kid. Christ, why can't I remember his freaking name? People are yelling at their iPods right now. Who the hell their team is? Come on. Who the hell is your goalie? You guys lost 1-0, really? Mm. The hell's your problem? Hellebuck, Connor Hellebuck.
Okay. I say slightly higher.
Interesting. I'm going lower. Paul Maurice is never going to get fired. You know, it's Kevin Chevedayoff. Like, they're fair for life, so they don't care. You've checked out. All right. Well, there it goes. That's
Paul Maurice once wore a goofy tie.
Does he?
Yeah. I actually have the photo of it. Like, him coaching on the bench in a goofy tie, like the Disney character, on like a pink tie.
So he doesn't coach for the Anaheim, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our preview. Hope you liked it, Jay, ladies and gentlemen. We had UND hockey.
We did.
They played Manitoba, beat them soundly 6-2.
Yep.
After
it looked shaky at first.
Rough 5 minutes. Rough first 5 minutes. I got like 8 new kids in the team, 7 freshmen, 1 transfer.
Yeah.
So getting used to the Ralph being, that's an intimidating place to play because it's like a freaking pro building.
It's basically if you took an NHL arena and shrunk it down just a tiny bit.
I think it has as many seats as MTS Center. It's close. Because MTS
the Ralph has 12.
MTS, I think, has 13. No, Barclays has 13. MTS has like 15, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right in that comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, freshmen look good. Mm-hmm. Again, it's U Sports. By the way, terrible name for a sporting program. It used to be CIS. Now it's U Sports for Canadian Interscholastic Sports.
Yeah.
Terrible. But this coming weekend, they're going up to Alaska.
For the first time in
7 years, I think.
Something
so.
Like that, yeah.
So they're going to play Anchorage, Alaska, the Sea Wolves. So should be interesting as they kick off the season. Then they're back home 2 weeks, the St. Lawrence is here.
And then that's...
that's 87 team weekend.
Yeah, so Eddie Balfour is going to be there.
Tony Herkus is going to be there.
I have requests in to talk to both of them.
Stevie John's going to be there. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. That Tomei kid looked pretty good.
Oh, Peter Tomei, yeah.
Yeah.
Face 5 shots, the active stick.
Yeah.
Ready to go. He seems like a guy who's ready to go. So not going to see much time if Cam's healthy. I doubt. You know, Cam's on a roll. They're going to keep Cam there.
Probably, but he did make that nice 90s Hasek
just
rolling
flopping
pad
around, keeping it out,
flailing save. Yeah.
Yeah. The other old Mike Leawood helmet. He was very old school.
Yeah.
Despite being 6'4", 220. So there we go. A lot of things ahead for UND. They looked good. They look good after that first 5 minutes. Still a lot to clean up, but, you know, very young decor. So they're going to have to swipe it up.
And you should listen to the nice things that Christian Milanen told Scott about his dad.
Yeah. It was really just one sentence, so, or a couple sentences, so, but
yeah,
it was nice.
But it was really nice.
It was good.
It was very articulate.
Very. What's the other news you had for us? Possibly news of the sporting variety.
Oh, right. Starting this week, I will be writing twice a month for the sporting news.
What?
Yeah.
How about that? Look at you go.
Yeah.
So every other week, Jen will be putting something up on the sportingnews.com. And you could probably look and find that on her Twitter at NHL History Girl. So there you go. Cool. You have anything else? That's it. I think we're at about an hour or over an hour. Cool. Including a little thing where we're like, oh, we found buzzing in the thing. We didn't notice it halfway through the show. Oopsie. All right. So that's it. That's all. For where can they find you?
NHL History Girl.
And they can find me at Scotty Waugh, the show, SDR Schramm Bubble, for all the fun stuff there. Like, subscribe, everything like that on iTunes. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. That's what the hell a podcast is. You're like, God, you're not hip. God. So for Jen, I'm Scott. Take care of yourself and someone else. It's been the Soderstrom Bubble and the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for listening, guys. We'll talk to you again next week. We're going weekly now. So, hooray! We're back at it again. Oh, my God. What are we going to talk about? Oh, God. Bye.